boy for that. So he's amazing. I want to turn the call over to Lenny Evans.
Oh, my goodness. Donna, thank you so much for always blessing and honoring me and everyone. It's just such a beautiful opportunity for us to gather together just for a couple moments and just share and receive. You know, when I first put this call together about 8 years ago, I always thought that it would be a blend of education, inspiration, and really like motivation too. You know, and I've come to understand, there's a difference between motivation and inspiration. I'm not sure I fully understand it all yet. Well, I'm positive I don't. Let me restate that. At the beginning of this call, know that I know nothing. I'm just so like embarking on my journey right now, and it is so delicious. And so motivation for me at this time in my life is kind of like almost like an external thing. It's happening outside of us. Somebody requests something from us. A good coach demands us to push harder than we would have ever pushed on our own. It's one of the reasons why I go to a yoga studio to really get a deep practice of yoga in, because I have a yoga teacher that knows more than me and is gently leading me to a place where I may never have gone by myself. Now, do I have a yoga studio now in my home? I do. Do I practice yoga every day a little bit? Absolutely, I do. But I get it deeper. I'm more motivated in a yoga studio. Hope that makes sense. So as far as a motivational speech, you know, great. Like right now in Las Vegas, Eric Worre's there with some of the greatest trainers alive today in network marketing. And there are thousands and thousands of people. I'm going to be driving through Las Vegas on my way to have dinner with my mom and my two sisters and my brother-in-law, Steve, and my brother-in-law, David, and Katrina, and Gigi, and my sweet mom, and all my sweet nieces. I'm so excited to see them. And I'm really excited about this whole idea of motivation versus inspiration. So let me keep going on this just for a moment. So motivation is that coach, is that outside thing, is that thing that keeps us going when we want to quit. And it's important. Zig Ziglar simply said, is motivation important? He says, I'm going to rank it up there with brushing your teeth. It's not the funnest thing to do, but you should probably do it a couple times a day. You should probably get into a place where you're motivated a couple times a day. Now, inspiration comes from inside. And we're inspired to be more. And we're not necessarily caring what anyone thinks about that. What it looks like on the outside. We're inspired. So do you want to be a motivational friend or an inspirational friend? Well, how about a little bit of both? What I like about where I'm at in my life is that there's no wrong or right as far as that goes. It's more really about what's right in the moment for you. Do you deserve a little motivation? Do you deserve some more education? Are you ready for inspiration? You know, what's your daily ritual that's bringing you happiness, that's bringing you connection? You know, everybody has one. Or do you? That's a good question for you to ponder. You know, if you were to explain to someone your daily method of connection, your daily ritual. Because rituals absolutely become habitual. We've talked about this before, but I want you to ask yourself, what rituals are working for you? What daily activities are working for you? Do you have a time when you're completely still? Do you have a time when you're awake, but you're not moving so that you can go inside? You know, I'm reading The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And I read it a lot yesterday. And things are making a lot of sense right now to me. Of course, you know, I jumped to chapter 19, the last chapter, and I've read it four times now because that chapter made the most sense to me. Now I'm going back for bonuses and frosting on the cake, if you will. And I've been reading every chapter, and I'm going to read every word of every chapter. And some of it's hard to read, frankly. It's a challenge to follow him. He's so brilliant. But he does a really good job at breaking it down for us, or at least for me. And so that's an important thing for me, to be able to grasp onto concepts and to see if they work for me. You know, these concepts, you know, aren't necessarily true for you. And nothing's necessarily true for you or true for me. You know, it's kind of like trying on shoes. You know, you know that pair when it feels so right. It's like, oh, my gosh, these the shoemaker. How did they know me? I have to have these shoes. They fit perfectly. Like, wow. You know, and that's probably their goal, right? But you know when it's right, and you know when something calls to you. So I'm going to ask you to ask yourself a couple of questions right now. Number one, do you feel grounded, and do you feel connected? So the question is, you know, am I grounded? Now, an affirmation is something that I love. I have a book here on my desk. It's a little cute blue book. It's called The Great Little Book of Affirmation, Affirmations. It's by a friend of mine. His name's Noah St. John, and I really like Noah. Noah's a cool guy. We've connected a few times, and we honor each other, and I really like him. And an affirmation is a lot like an affirmation, but he actually made up a new word. He took the word affirmation, which is an I am statement, which is very powerful indeed. Affirmations are what all the great teachers have been teaching us for a long time. To say I am and then state your affirmation. Now, he goes in his book and he describes that affirmations are a little hard for your mind to take. I am a millionaire. When you can't even make your car payment, it's such a radical difference that maybe he says it's not going to accept it. Well, I want to learn all these techniques, right? And then T. Harv Eker, I have another book sitting here on my desk. It's called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And Harv really likes, and I really respect Harv a lot, and he really likes something called a declaration. And so people like, a Bob Proctor who sighed on the place of affirmations, and like an Og Mandino who wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World, they talk about affirmation, affirmation, affirmation. Well, that's cool. Now here's Noah talking about affirmation, affirmation, and now here's Harv talking about declarations, and they're all pretty similar, but there are really important differences. And so I want to teach you something right now. I didn't know exactly where I was going. But I like to be open to what I'm supposed to do. And what I'm supposed to do is share with you an insight that I've had that I hope will really help you right now. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write ADA, the letter A for Apple, the letter D for Dean, and the letter A for Apple, ADA. And I do these things called daily ADA. I've been doing them for a while because here's what I figured out. I don't know a lot. And so why would I want to throw away Harv's idea of a declaration or Bob Proctor's idea of an affirmation just because Noah said that affirmations are the best, or vice versa? Why would I want to take a chance and not do something since it's going to be easy? So I broke it down to the lowest common denominator for myself, and that's what I want to share with you right now. I talk about it a tiny bit in the book, but I hadn't developed it fully when I wrote my book the first time. And now it's more clear in my mind. So the first A, it stands for affirmation. Just write the word affirmation. Again, it's affirmations, affirmation. The second one, the D, of course, stands for declaration. I'm going to teach you what it means in a moment. And then the last A is an affirmation. So whatever I'm working on in my life, whatever I happen to be desiring in the moment, I use this formula. It's called ADA, and I really like it. And so the affirmation, what Noah says about that is that it's a question. I really like this because Bill Mayer from the moment I met Bill, and he wrote a book called The Magic in Asking the Right Questions, he talked about asking questions. And it's really important to learn how to become a master question asker. I mean, really. But, you know, and it's really also very important then to ask myself proper questions. And one of the things I love Noah for is that he helped me figure out some things that are still coming to me. And the question that we default to is, why is it so hard? Why is my life so difficult? We do that a lot when we're alone. Our mind plays tricks on us, and it starts asking us questions in the negative. Now, just for a moment, I want to talk about Google, because I love Google. Don't you? Like, you can Google anything. You can Google anything isogenics, and bam, find the answer to any question in isogenics. That's why I never answer questions to people, because you can Google it. Why would you ask me if Google comes up with a better idea? So you can Google anything. And what I love about Google was that Google was actually invented by a human. Isn't that interesting? I don't know who it is, but I'm going to call him I'm going to call her, because she probably did this, Mrs. Google. And you can ask Mrs. Google anything you want, and Google's going to come up with it. And notice that you have to ask the right question in Google to get the right answer. I think that's fascinating, too. Sometimes, you know, you could be next to someone and say, okay, ready, set, go, Google, and Google this topic, and someone's going to get a totally different answer because their question was different. So when you are looking at your life, let's say your relationship with your significant other, and you're having one of those moments where you're like, see, I knew this wasn't going to work. Sorry. But you know those moments, right? Well, why would you say that? And here's the question we say, and you got your hands in your head. You got your head in your hands. You're shaking your head back and forth as in the no, and you're like, why does this have to be so hard? Well, now imagine you have this brain that's infinitely more powerful than Google. I mean, Google is awesome, but God, you know, invented Mrs. Google, right, if you believe that, or the universe, or however you believe your system is. So just go with me here. Just pretend that the human brain is a million times more powerful than Google. And the sooner you ask a question, it starts racing to find answers. So let's look at it. Why is this so hard to be in this relationship? Thousands upon thousands of answers why it's so hard. What? Wait a minute. Could things really change if we asked the question differently? Why is it so worth it to be in this relationship? Why is it so fulfilling? Why is it so easy to love? Why is it so wonderful to find the leaders that I've been looking for my isogenics business? You see, when PETA from stage said, please, let's make an agreement right now to never say hard and isogenics in the same sentence, it's stemming back to the question, why is this so hard? I went yesterday to the equivalent of Whole Foods in St. George, Utah. It's called Natural Grocers, and it's pretty cool. I dig it. It's my only real place I can go. That's like it's kind of like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. So there. So I'm checking out with all my fun little things and my organic this and that. And the lady says, hey, do you recognize me? I'm like, oh, yeah, your Facebook's familiar. She goes, I used to do isogenics years ago. But when the recession hit, I became so hard. I said, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. I said, when the recession hit, it became so easy for me. You know, and it was interesting because, you know, I think in a recession, people are looking for more ways to make money. More business builders are born in network marketing and the new economy in recession than in a better time. You know, in a better time, people just have more money to buy products, so they become more product users. That's why network marketing is always up. It's up in good markets, and it's up in bad markets. It's always up. It's the freakiest business model in the history of the world. It's not freaky, awesome. The new economy is beautiful. So back to the affirmation. Why is it so wonderful and easy to find builders today? Why is it so wonderful and easy to be in this relationship, to show love? Why is it so easy to be humble? why is it so easy and nice and fun to be in the place of a student and not pretend that I know everything? So what is it that you're working on today? What is it you're working on this week? Love? Kindness? Last night in my yoga class, Kim Nally was brilliant. We've been listening to the Deepak. A bunch of us, Deepak and Oprah, are doing a 21-day meditation. Today's day 18. It's brilliant. You should go to the Chopra MeditationCenter.com, and you can join for free. And you can, I don't know how many meditations. You can buy it for like $40 and have it all sent to you on a CD. They're brilliant, brilliant meditations that really help you quiet down. Deepak is brilliant, and Oprah's brilliant. And Kim was inspired by something in the yoga class last night, and it was, she says, let's be open to the unchanging, constant kindness coming to us from the universe. And, or you could say God there, whatever your belief system is. What I love about that is that, why is it so easy for me to be open to the constant kindness being offered to me? Why is it so purely blissful to receive the grace that's been offered me? Why is it so wonderful to have a beautiful relationship with my children? What if we ask questions that way? That's a true affirmation. And then the declaration, you just add the word choice, choose. I choose to find leaders today. I choose to be the leader that the leaders are looking for. I choose to be in a loving relationship. I choose to be open to the grace and mercy and love from above. I choose. It's a powerful declaration. I choose. It literally helps you become action. You know, that's beautiful. And then the affirmation is beautiful too, because it's the I am. It's already happened. It's what Dave teaches. It's this profound, I'm already there. I've already maxed out, man. I'm already there. I already live in the house. I'm already on the vacation. I'm already in Hawaii. I'm already with those kids. I'm already with that person. So ADA, what if we just took one concept? It could be your physical body. It could be your spiritual body. It could be finding that leader that you've been looking for, just one, not 10. How about one? So what would it look like to find a leader? Why is it so exciting to find the leader that I've been looking for? That's the affirmation. The declaration, I choose to be the leader that leader is looking for, and I choose to find her. And number three, affirmation, I am the leader that leader is looking for. Or, I am so grateful to have met and now be working with the leader that I've been looking for. That's just on a business level, on a leadership level of what you're looking for. The only goal we have, like Casey taught us a couple of weeks ago, is to find and develop leaders. Oh my gosh, what if that happened? Or what about if we just wanted to take it for our physical condition? Why is it so easy to have abs? I choose to have abs. I am so excited that when I take my shirt off in hot yoga and I look in the mirror, I have abs. What if that was the physical? What if we just picked one thing, like a physical thing, vision, a goal, a like physical, one spiritual? Why is it so wonderful to be a servant of God? I choose to be a servant of God. I am a servant of God. Now, put the word divine in there if that's better for you. Why is it so? What about angels? What if you wanted to like happen to your angel? Like, if you even believe in that, like I do. Like, what if you were to say something like, why is it so easy to connect with and receive messages from my angels? And then your mind goes crazy with all the reasons why it's so wonderful and easy. Oh my gosh, this is revolutionary, my friends. I hope that you're taking notes. And I'm grateful for Larry Fuchs because he's recording this. And then back to the angels, I choose to connect and receive messages from my angels. And then I am so blissed out because I'm connecting regularly with my angels. Look, whatever it looks like, take a spiritual goal, take a loving goal, take a relationship goal. Why is it so wonderful to be the best partner in the whole world to my loving partner? I choose to be the best partner to my loving partner. I am the most loving partner and best partner for my loving partner. Holy Hannah, this gets really yummy, right? And so as we shift our perception and shift our ability to make questions, we can shift from fear to love. Why is it so easy and wonderful to shift my perception from fear to love and witness miracle? I choose to shift my perception from fear to love and witness miracles. I am so loving shifting my perception from fear to love because I love miracles and I believe in miracles. So my friend, as I wrap up this Friday's call today, I honor you. And I want you to just realize something right now. If you can close your eyes, please do. Go along with me here. Just close your eyes, and if you can sit, just close your eyes. Let's take 3 deep breaths, and let me talk to you for a second and keep your eyes closed. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Go inside for a sec. Tap into that soul. Breathe in. And I just want to honor you that nothing has been a waste of time in your life. Nope. Not one thing. And the sooner you honor all the decisions that led you to here, the sooner you're stepping into your power, into miracles. You see, right now, maybe your perception is, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that. What if you shifted your perception from, I did that so that I could see and learn a lesson and be here now? You just witnessed a miracle in your own life. I honor every single decision you've ever made. I release all judgment about my past and about your past. Why? Because I love shifting my perception from fear to love. It's the sweetest thing I can imagine. And so what does it mean? It means you're ready now for what's happening. And as we come to an agreement within our own self, breathe in, breathe out, that everything that has happened, happened on purpose. No coincidences. We didn't get married to that first person or the second person or have that child. For some, like, it wasn't a mistake. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go so you can step into your glory. It's waiting for you. It's always present. So I want to encourage you to ask yourself a question. Am I ready to let go of the things that no longer serve me and step into this beautiful place of miracles, magic, blessings, love, and miracles? Because I am. And I want you to join me because it's really delicious. It's like the most yummy thing I've ever tasted to let that guilt and shame and unworthiness and whatever that is a low vibration. And every time you feel it, it sucks you down. And because you're in a lower vibration, you attract lower vibration people and situations and events. Let that go and let God take it so that you can vibrate at that higher, loving, miraculous, magical place. And you will attract that. Whew. Okay. That was about 10 years and $100,000 worth of personal growth books, all in 20-minute call. So, my friends, I love you guys so much. I'm traveling to Southern California today. I'm so excited to see my mom. And I loved road time, right? Because you just get to really think and be with yourself and honor that. So, my dear friends, I'm so grateful for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this last weekend before Thanksgiving. As we prepare and have thankfulness in our heart, it's just a beautiful thing. So let's be grateful for Isagenics. Let's be grateful for the people that got us involved. Let's be grateful for the friends that love us for who we are, and don't judge us and don't preach to us. Just love us, and let's do that back to them. Let's forget the judgment. Let's forget the envy and the jealousy. Let's just let it go and say, hey, I'm so happy for you. Yeah, that. Thank you, guys. It's so wonderful. We'll be back on Monday with my brother from another mother, Dave MacArthur, and just have a great weekend, everyone. And I'll unmute the lines, and we'll do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenics. Thank you. Here we go. All right. We're live. 1, 2, 3.
I love you, Pam.
Isagenics. Bless you, Lenny. Love you,
thank
guys.
You.